The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. We have a lot of great information this week to help you be healthier, have a much richer, more fulfilled life. But I'm going to start off with a little bit of information. It's a theoretical scenario. It's a story, but it mimics real life very closely. And it drives me crazy, this particular scenario. But you're going to understand once I go over it in a minute. It's a powerful, powerful story. But if you already know your neck, back, or posture is a mess, write this down. Right? I'm going to tell you real quick. Write this down. 845-896-1200. 896-1200. Text posture right now for a free exam. I'll explain why that's important in a minute for you to know. But I'm going to get into a little story about someone named Little Johnny. So this is, like I say, hypothetical, but it really relates strongly, I believe, to everybody. And it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for us to change our lives, to help people be healthier, help ourselves, our children be healthier, but it really relates to adults. So Little Johnny, right, he's born perfect. We know that, but he's instantly handed over to a world chips away at his health, right? So birth, he's born perfect, but birth has 85% damage rate to the upper cervical spine. So he's born with issues if he's not checked right out the gate. Then from birth to toddler years, his birth, you know, he's rushed, his neck's damaged, he's fussy, gassy, he doesn't sleep. And then what's recommended to him, this is the problem here. What's recommended to Little Johnny is reflex medications, formula changes, melatonin. No one checks his spine. No one checks the nerves. Next is preschool to early school, right? Johnny lives in a goldfish, chicken nuggets, sugar, screens sort of world. He develops constipation. He's on allergy meds. He has zero focus because what he's been eating has been miserable. And he gets evaluated for ADHD. He's tired, so he gets more melatonin. So everything's treated except the cause. Then in middle school, Johnny's stiff. He's overweight now. He's foggy, anxious, always sick. Sits all day. His posture starts to collapse and change. His nervous system becomes overloaded. And what's recommended, right? So I want you to roll through this with me, right? What's recommended Little Johnny at this point in time? Antacids. I see this in my office all the time. Stronger allergy medications. Mood medication, psychological drugs, all for problems that come from bad fuel and a stressed spine. High school to early adulthood, Johnny crashes. His adrenal glands are shot. He's not producing insulin anymore the way he should. His back and neck are killing him. He has gut issues, panic attacks, fatigue, weight gain, early metabolic damage issues and disease. And what's he do? He gets a doctor for the gut, doctor for his sleep, a doctor for stress, a doctor for pain, but no answers. So the guy has no answers, but ultimately he's been a product of our current system. Think of your children. You know, think of yourself, how you're raised. You're raised, your neck's damaged, you get a million shots by the time you're 18, call them good or bad, but all those immunizations, right? You know, they could affect your health. And then you eat what's considered good for kids because kids enjoy goldfish, right? All the school lunches are filled with sugar and hyper-processed food. And then your body isn't working well. And it's never, the answer is never, ever. This just drives me nuts. It's never, ever to change what you're eating, take care of your spine and nervous system, exercise more, get more daylight, all the stuff I talk about every single week on the show. None of that's recommended. It's go to your doctor, get put on medications. Drives me crazy. So you're setting someone up for a sick life moving forward. These are the people who are going to have cancer, heart disease, all these things early if their body isn't built to run well in the first place, not built to be resilient, strong, and to run well. So really the turnaround to get this better, if you get to a natural health doctor, you don't even really need this, but if you get someone who could teach him how to run better and you could do this at home, number one, you got to take care of the nervous system. You got to get his body more aligned, which basically looks like improve his posture, right? Have him stand up much straighter, bring his head back over his shoulders. This way he isn't collapsing. He isn't stressing and straining the muscles, ligaments, and joints around his spine, creating nerve issues, which create health issues. So you have to increase his movement, get his breathing better, get his stress load more under control. The real problem shows up because at this point in time, that those treatments may be rejected because his nervous system has been drowning for 20 years. And so basically you might see, as you start doing these things, Johnny's going to sleep better. Johnny's going to digest better. Johnny's going to think better, move better, and finally feel like himself again. So he didn't need more medication. He needed his body to function. So it's real important. And I feel many people who are adults are just older versions of Johnny. You know, you've had many issues throughout your life and you're cloudy headed now. You're overweight. Your glands aren't working. Your hormones are all over the place. Digestively, you're a wreck, you know, all these things. And yeah, pain as well. And it can create many, many issues for you. So I had this this patient who came in not too long ago. And he went to his doctor, and his doctor said, you know, he had spinal surgery. He's been a patient for a while, had a really damaged spine. His spine wasn't working well. And so we got him better, but he still needed surgery, no doubt about it. So he had a great surgeon I referred him to, but he had a spinal surgery. The surgery went fine. And in the days after, within 2 weeks, he noticed something really bothered him. He suddenly had to pee constantly. So his bladder became overactive. He had to pee nonstop, not just a little bit more. I'm talking, you know, frequent urination, trips to the bathroom all day long. So he did what any one of us would do. He asked the surgeon, what's going on? What's going on? Going pee? I have no idea. Well, I'm running to the bathroom. And the surgeon told him in one sentence, I love the sentence. He said, because it proves the point I make on the show every single week. Surgeon said, the nerves we irritated during the surgery also go to your bladder. Let that sink in, right? The nerves that he irritated during the surgery also went to his bladder. So if you think about that, his bladder wasn't bad. You know, he didn't suddenly develop a bladder condition. The nerves were irritated going to his bladder. So in other words, the spine was messed up during surgery. The nerves got inflamed. They didn't become damaged. So I'm going to point that out. They're just inflamed. And the organs that those nerves controlled started acting up. So that's the nervous system in real life. The nerves from your spine just don't go to the back pain areas. They go to organs, glands, to muscles, to functions throughout your whole body. So when you have a problem in the spine, misalignment, degeneration, disc issues, postural stress from tech use, or in this case, surgical irritation, you don't just get pain, you get malfunction. So pain's often just the alarm system. It's really, the real problem is what the nerve is connected to. So if those irritated nerves go to the bladder, you might start peeing all the time, just like Bill did. You know, he started peeing all the time because the nerves going to his bladder were irritated. If they go to your intestines, you may end up constipated with IBS type symptoms or bloating that never seems to go away, even if you eat cleanly. If they go to your stomach, you might get reflux or a nervous stomach that is brushed off as just stress. If they go to your reproductive organs, you might see cycle changes, erectile issues, hormonal chaos, and you just blame getting older. And yes, you could throw medications at each one of these symptoms one by one, a pill for urination, pill for reflux, a pill for mood, pill for pain. You can even ask for this, or you can ask a smarter question, which is what happens at the level of my spine and nervous system that's driving all of this malfunction? The surgeon didn't mean to give a chiropractic lecture, but he did. And I love this because so often many great surgeons, they point back to the fact the nervous system controls everything. And if it were working better, you wouldn't have these issues. But he basically told my patient, we irritated your spine, the nerves were inflamed, and the organ they run to is now misbehaving. So this is what I see every single day in my office, right? I see neck and shoulder tension from years of computer work, low back pain from sitting, lifting, and old injuries, headaches, brain fog, fatigue, digestive bladder issues, you know, hormonal chaos or sleep problems. And these patients have all been told, hey, the nerves that control the area leave your spine right here. And this is part of the spine is jammed, twisted, or degenerating, and it's irritating organs. So here's my challenge to you. If you're dealing with chronic pain, weird organ symptoms, or you just feel your body isn't firing on all cylinders, you know, don't make the mistake of thinking, well, I don't want surgery, so I guess I'll just live with it. That's the worst five words I hear all the time. I'll just live with it. There's a massive space between doing nothing and going under the knife. And that's where corrective care exists, right? Between doing nothing and going under the knife, that's my job to get you better. My job is to find out where your spine is misaligned and breaking down, see which nerves are under pressure, correct those irritated nerves back to the symptoms you're feeling, and then connect the problem to at its source, so your body has a chance to function normally again. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, that's me, I've got the pain. I've got the weird symptoms. No one can really explain. You know, I want to make it simple for you. This week, I'm going to open up 15 spots in my office, my Fishco office, for a complete chiropractic evaluation at no charge for Maximize Living Health listeners. So if that's you, I'm going to give you the entire exam process, full consult with me, any necessary x-rays, a detailed posture and spinal scan, and a report where I sit down with you and show you exactly what I found and explain whether you can be helped or not. You know, this is normally a $297 visit, and I'm going to do it for free for the first 15 people who call. So here's what you do, right? Give me a call. It's 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Or you can text the word posture to 845-896-1200. And do it while you're still thinking about it. If your body has been sending you these warning signs, pain, tightness, fatigue, weird organ symptoms, this is your chance to find out if it's really coming from your spine and nervous system and not a completely medical condition. Again, the number is 845-896-1200. Call now or just text posture to 845-896-1200 and we'll get you on the schedule for that full evaluation at no charge. Right, so I want to get into the holiday weight gain reality check. The truth is, every year we hear the same thing. I gained 5 pounds over the holidays. But here's the truth. Most people aren't gaining 5 pounds. That's the good news. But there's some bad news too. But you're not gaining 5 pounds. You're gaining 1 to 2 pounds over the holidays between Thanksgiving and New Year's. The problem is most people never lose that weight, that 1 to 2 pounds. So that quiet little pound becomes 5 by year 5 because it becomes 10 pounds in 10 years and keeps creeping and getting more. So you really have to think about this. And the real kicker to this information is research shows the average person gains 0.8 to 2 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Doesn't sound like that much, but most adults only gain 1 to 2 pounds in the entire year. So that means holiday season alone makes up for 40 to 100% of your annual weight gain. So, you know, it may not be dramatic, but it's definitely relentless. So we have to turn this into something else, right? We have to look at it as good news. And this is the easiest time of year to beat the trend. And if you listen to my show for a while, you know, I like stuff you do in the quiet, in the dark, in the cold. Then when it gets nice out in the spring and you're healthier than you were in the winter or last year, I always like that. I like the mindset of doing it in quiet, not being boastful, but showing up with much better health. So I want to break down how to do this. I want to create a roadmap for you. And I'm going to start with number one, keep your movement steady. So walk after meals, walk in the cold, put gloves on, move your body anyway. You're not a hibernating bear. Many people don't want to get moving, but you should still move. If you ran before, go for a walk now, whatever, but get your body moving during the winter. Next thing up is eat like someone who actually cares about how you're going to feel tomorrow. Especially for holidays, you know, how you're going to feel tomorrow. Enjoy the treats that you love, but not the ones you don't. So I always say if there's dessert at a holiday meal, have a little bit of it. You don't need the normal amount of every dessert there. Small plates, slower bites, real food first. And don't show up starving to a holiday party unless you want to make bad decisions. Okay. Now, next thing is hydrate like an adult. Water before alcohol, not after. So I used to have a rule for me. And if I had a glass of wine, I had to have a glass of water. So I always did that and stayed hydrated. Most of how you feel bad is because you're dehydrated. So holiday drinks can add hundreds of empty calories before you even touch the food. Guard your sleep. And this is a big one, right? So when your sleep drops, hunger hormones spike, cravings go up, and discipline goes down. So you really need to make sure you're guarding your sleep, getting great sleep. It's a good time to do it. Your room's cool. Get big blankets over you. You know, create darkness in the room, which, you know, should be good because there isn't much light outside. But, you know, get all lights, you know, turned off in your room. Good time to sleep. Okay, keep your stress in check. When stress rises, and inflammation flips the switch towards fat storage. So inflammation creates cortisol spikes, and you're going to store more fat. And this is where you really need to calm your system, reduce tension, get your body working much better so you're not running on fumes or not running with high cortisol. So there's a challenge. I'm going to go over a holiday challenge for you. Now, I give these challenges all the time. Accept it if you will. It's like a Mission Impossible thing. Accept it if you will. But don't let the holiday season become the start of another year of weight creeping up. You got to flip the script. Make the season the one you actually maintain or even lose. A number of years ago, we used to do challenges and we'd have people come in, we'd compete. not super competitive, and I give them a prize as well. But it was basically whoever lost the most weight and became healthier during the holidays, and we had workshops and everything before this, but you'd get a prize. And that's a good concept, or just understand the prize isn't something you're given. It's a healthier body, a stronger mind, functioning much better. Remember this, the holidays, you know, it's not the weight you add, right? It's the habits, and you're in control of those habits. So stay intentional, stay moving, stay aligned, and use this season to step into a healthier version of you. Now, I want to get into a story. This patient, Jen. Now, Jen came in, and she had extra weight in her body, but she was a runner. It's amazing. So many runners have extra weight in their body. So Jen had extra weight in her body, and she came in, and she did our weight loss protocol, and she lost a ton of weight quickly. But she had all sorts of joint issues. So she'd run, and she's part of a running club. In that running club, she'd go out with these people, but her knee would hurt. She wouldn't go one day. Her ankle would hurt. Her hip would hurt. Her back would hurt. And it's because she had all this extra weight in her body. And so Jen came in. She lost a ton of weight right out the gate. I think she lost 50 pounds within 3 months. And she ran better. She got injured less. And I just saw her a couple months ago. Now, she's been a client for many years, but a couple months ago, and she's running full marathons, right? She's running full marathons. So if you think about this, anybody listening to this show, your workouts are hampered by extra weight in your body. Maybe not knowing how to eat or not overcoming the emotional challenges that food brings to you, but it affects your joints as well. And you might not be able to exercise as much as you want. Many people listening to the show, they don't want to go to the gym because they're self-conscious with how they appear. And I was heavy when I was a child, and I understand that emotional concept very clearly. It can be very daunting to do anything around other people. I played sports and I had to show up overweight, but I pushed through and eventually conquered that mental attitude, that condition. So many people go to work every day and you're self-conscious about how you look, how you feel. You go to the gym, whatever you do, you're self-conscious. And what that does mentally, it keeps you from being the person you're designed to be. You have so much to give, so much love to give to people, so much ability to help other people, and you're in your own head and unable to get out of your own space. So it's so important to really realize these concepts, because so many people are tremendously better. They're better than, you know, than they think they are. So if you think about this, I really want to try to help anybody who's having weight loss issues. What our protocol, we figure out exactly what people have going on in their body. We figure out exactly where they're deficient. And basically, we help you to lose weight quickly through coaching and testing and everything else. So when we find out what's going on with you, we can easily tell, you know, what you're deficient in. And, you know, we want to just shift gears so that, you know, we want to talk to anybody struggling with this stuff right now. So most people aren't overweight because they lack willpower. That's real important. A statement right here, I'm going to go through a couple points. It's very important to understand. Most people aren't overweight because you lack willpower. Most people are overweight because their body is underfed and overstressed at the cellular level. So even if they eat constantly, your body is overstressed at the cellular level. You have cellular disease affecting how your body's running. So I want to give you a picture of what actually happens. Your body needs raw materials, minerals, amino acids, vitamins, fatty acids to run your metabolism. These are the ingredients that let your fat-burning hormones fire, your energy engines turn on, and your cravings stay quiet. Here's the catch. Modern food doesn't contain anywhere near the nutrient levels it used to. So when your body becomes deficient, it's going to affect you in a few key areas, and a couple things happen. Your metabolism slows down, so your body literally won't burn fat. Even if you are doing everything you should do that you're told to do, your body won't burn fat. You start craving junk, not because you're weak, but because your body's screaming, "I'm missing something." Your stress skyrockets. And yes, this is the time the nervous system ties in again. Stress, irritated nerves throw off hormones, digestion, sleep, and blood sugar. So you end up doing what almost everybody else does. You try diet after diet, lose a couple pounds, then gain it all back because the real problem was never fixed. This is why, you know, with our weight loss system, it works tremendously to fix this issue. So we find the exact nutrient deficiencies with our technology, and we can plug in those gaps. And then when we coach you through a simple process and a food plan, that's where the success happens. That's why our average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. And no, it's not water weight, not starvation, not stimulants. Your body finally burns fat because it finally has what it needs. It's satisfied. It's happy. So the deal is, this is the season when most people gain weight. The ones who win are the ones who fix their metabolism in winter when no one's watching, when there's no beach pressure, when it's just about you getting healthy again. So if you're tired of feeling inflamed, bloated, exhausted, foggy, stuck in the same weight cycle year after year, and you want to lose the 20, 40 pounds and be lighter by early spring, I'm opening up 10 free winter metabolism evaluations this week. So that's normally $197. Those 10 free winter metabolism evaluations, $197, completely free for listeners today. So if you want to text me the word lose, L-O-S-E, to 845-896-1200, or you can call 845-896-1200 and say you want the weight loss evaluation. So once again, text LOSE, L-O-S-E, to 845-896-1200. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Could be the season to finally fix all the stuff that's going wrong so in springtime you come out more energetic, clearer-minded, and happier. All right, as I wrap up this show in the last few minutes, I want to leave you with something simple but powerful, especially heading into the colder months. The entire episode has been about one theme. Your body works best when you stop fighting it, start listening to it, and actually give it what it needs. And that applies to everything, your spine, your nerves, your metabolism, your energy, your mood, all of it. Nothing's excluded. So reinforcing the nervous system, the story I opened with, the patient who suddenly had bladder issues because irritated nerves from surgery were connected to that organ, I want you to hold on to that because that wasn't a chiropractic story. That was a human physiology story. Your nerves don't lie. The only do two things. They send signals or they scream for help. And pain's the scream. So dysfunction is the warning. And most people are so busy, so stressed, so overloaded, they ignore every signal until it's big enough to interfere with their daily life. Winter is actually the best time of the year to deal with these things because your body's already in a slower rhythm. It's more receptive. It's not fighting against the craziness of summer or the pace of spring. This is a season where healing's easier if you let it be. And I'll say this bluntly, right? There's a quick mindset shift that we need to hear. Most people wait too long to deal with their health. They wait until the pain is constant. They wait until the weight feels out of control. They wait until digestion, sleep, or energy crashes. Then they get back to normal and it takes twice as long. Your body doesn't need perfection. It's a real important point, right? It needs priority. It needs to be listened to. It needs time, space, and the right environment to function. You give your car an oil change before it breaks. You maintain your house before the roof caves in. But your body, most people don't look at it until it's screaming. And I promise you, those small early signs are the truth. Tight shoulders, headaches, digestive changes, low energy, stress that doesn't turn off, weight that creeps up even though you swear you're not eating anymore. These aren't random. They're signals. So here's what we're diving into next week. And then I want you to hear this, right? I'm going to break down the top five silent stressors that wreck your nervous system and metabolism without even realizing it. These are things almost nobody talks about. And the reason so many people feel stuck, inflamed, tired, frustrated, even when they try to be healthy. And now I'm going to show you how to remove these stressors easily, even during the winter, so your body can finally do what it's designed to do. So as we close out today, I want to remind you to take care of yourself this week. Slow down a little bit. Pay attention to those signals your body's sending. You don't have to overhaul your life. Just take the right next step. And remember, your health isn't random. Your symptoms aren't random. Your weight, your energy, your pain, your digestion, these are reflections of how well your nervous system and your metabolism are communicating. Give your body a chance and it'll respond. It always does. I appreciate all of your spending part of your weekend with me. I love serving the Hudson Valley. I love helping you guys become the healthiest version of yourself. So I'm going to encourage you to have an amazing week, right? Do all these things, enjoy it. And then as we go into next week, when we get into those top stressors, I'm going to break it down in a unique way that shares with you how to overcome these issues pretty easily. You know, I was young and I had weight in my body. And one of the things I did, I didn't know how to overcome it, but I knew eating ice cream was bad. This is a story I always remember. Eating ice cream is bad. And I didn't even know what I was doing, right? We got pizza every week and my parents would come home. They used to bowl every week and they'd bring home pizza. And I knew that I thought the cheese and the sauce weren't as healthy, so I'd eat just the crust. Now, I wasn't right. Probably the cheese probably wasn't healthy for me. The crust wasn't healthy for me either, but I would eat the crust because I wanted to do something different. I wanted to take action. Remember, I was 12 years old, and I started eating just the crust, and I used to hook my feet underneath the couch, you know, where the couch is, hook my feet underneath there, and I would do sit-ups every night, and I didn't do much, right? I was doing 10 sit-ups, 20 sit-ups. I built my way up. I was doing push-ups. You know, every day I would just do 10 to 20 push-ups every minute and a half. I remember that. So I'd watch the clock. Every minute and a half, I did 10 push-ups every minute and a half, and it would add up to many, many more. So it's really about small, simple steps, being aware, even stretching, right? Taking priority of your time and setting aside 15, 20 minutes to just stretch, loosen up your body. All these things help you to be much, much healthier and to feel better. And when you feel better, you can chase after everything with more zeal and more joy, really. So you may be in a place where you're not feeling good and you're not feeling up to doing that. I promise you, little tiny steps, just going for a walk, even if it's down your driveway and back, it's so important. So that's phenomenal. You know, I love you guys. I want you guys to have the best care. I want you to have the best health, the best life, you know, the most success that you ever could imagine yourself having. So, you know, when you go about this week coming up, we're moving towards Christmas. And I know Christmas time is a time we start relaxing, start thinking differently. But many people, very, very stressed, presents, all that stuff. Just take time, relax. People don't need as much stuff as you want to buy them. They want you. They love you. They want your focus and attention. And that's always better than anything else. And if anybody wants to connect to what I said before, you know, with the weight loss and the chiropractic offers, you know, feel free. You can always connect with me. It's 845-896-1200. And just text the word loss or posture if you want to come in for the free evaluation and really figure out what's going on with your health and how to get fully healthy. So 845-896-1200. Text the word loss, and hopefully we can help you get better. Have a great week, guys. I love each and every one of you, and I'll be back with you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.